On Monday, April 3rd, 2023, students at Elizabethtown College were asked to create audio diaries documenting 1 hour of the day each with very little direction. These are their stories. Part 2, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
This is the day in the life of a commuter. More specifically, we will be focusing on 1 hour in the life of a commuter, condensed into a 3 to 5 minute soundscape segment. The soundscape will showcase the daily struggles of being a commuter, and how getting back to nature can help ease those struggles, even momentarily. Thank you for listening to A Day in the Life of a Commuter Soundscape.
The time when the fresh nest opens in the Bower Center. It was a little windy today, but I'm glad that it's getting warmer out. It is April, after all. I live on the opposite side of campus from this place, but I don't mind the walk.
Thank you.
A few people are before me in line. I have a little bit of time to figure out what I want. Bubble tea, ramen. I think I need something to help keep my energy for the rest of the day.
I describe you a lot more like
flavor. Can I get a Java Jolt smoothie, please?
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Java Jolt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, check.
All right, thank you.
As I wait, I decide to work on some assignments for class. It's biology. It's always biology. Might as well get it over with. I hear my name being called for my drink.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Now to move on with the rest of my day.
This is my journey. We're going to go around E-Town asking students how they feel about the campus so far.
So listening to this, you would assume that I would cut to the interview portion, but you'd be very much wrong. We hit a lot of hills along the way.
You know what's bad about walking around with a microphone? It's so invasive.
I look ridiculous. How close do you have to be to pick it up, you know? How far does it go?
Hello, 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 hello.
I really hope you can hear me.
I'm just too shy for this. Let's talk about stage fright, because I think I'm a very outgoing person, but when it comes to talking to people, it just makes me overwhelmed.
I also took it upon myself to make my microphone basically my personal therapist.
Colin Helm, if you listen to this, I know you will, because you have to. I'm upset. I'm wearing Nike blazers. Those hurt your feet. I'm gonna have some blisters. Gosh darn it, Colin Helm. You're making me run around, break a sweat. I look like a doofus. I always look like a doofus. Don't wear blazers if you have a whole mission to go to and you're walking around for an hour. I'm not gonna complain because this is fun, but I could be in the gym right now. And you know whose fault that is? Colin Helm.
And after talking to myself what seemed like forever, I finally got the interviews I was looking for.
What's your name?
Melissa.
Kelly.
Harley.
Kelsey Bishop.
Gabriella Lozada.
Shannon Creaney.
Alex McLean.
Jude Kane.
I'm Haley.
Jacob Ebert.
When you're eating, do you prefer the dining hall or the Jay's Nest?
Jay's Nest.
Dining hall. Probably dining hall.
The dining hall.
Jay's Nest.
The dining hall.
Oh, 100% the Jay's.
What's the best residence hall to live in?
Probably Meyer.
Meyer. Probably Brinzer or Meyer.
I wouldn't know because I live in Founders.
Probably Brinzer, honestly.
I would say probably not Founders. Anything but Founders.
Not Founders.
Definitely not Founders. Hopefully Ober.
Ober.
Do you have a favorite girl guy?
I think Quentin is my favorite.
Joe.
Austin.
Skylar. Best major and worst major here on campus?
Best major, I'd probably change to special education, elementary.
Best major, music therapy. Worst major, business.
Worst major, probably like communications. No, I'm kidding. I'd say business because all my business friends don't have to do work. The best major, engineering.
Worst, probably STEM because it sucks.
Best major is criminal justice. Worst major has got to be OChem.
Best major, OT. Worst major, digital media and film production.
Hater.
Did that feel targeted?
Yeah.
I can happily say that this was the worst and best experience of my life.
What to gain from this experience?
I don't talk to enough people. Not enough people are out. My heel will 100% bleed in approximately 2 minutes. Live your life, enjoy yourself, roll J's.
On a Monday evening is a wild time on the Elizabethtown College campus for me. This is a busy time at the dining hall, and with the release of this week's Etonian issue looming, I need to get going. Pack my computer, a notebook, zip up my bag, grab a pen on the way out, and head out the door, saying goodbye to my roommate on the way out, telling him I probably won't be back for a while. Quick trip down the stairs and out the door of Schlosser Hall, I'm immediately welcomed by a cool breeze that blows by. Spring is evidently settling in finally. The sounds of birds chirping, leaves rustling, and crackling below my feet, and distant sounds like cars and people laughing fill my ears. Night slowly starts to creep in as the sun begins to go down, and soon enough, I start to hear music playing in the distance, and I'm nearing the marketplace to grab some grub. I jog up the stairs, turn the corner, and head into the marketplace, welcomed by the scents of various food. I immediately reach for a to-go container, knowing that the next hour I will be hard at work. I say thanks to Willie and make my way towards the line and listen to the busy crowd in the marketplace. I make a beeline straight for the grill, grab some fries per usual. While there, I ask for some chicken. And lastly, I get some yogurt before I'm on my way out. breeze has clearly picked up in the mere minutes of my marketplace adventure, and as some good tunes play on the speakers, I pick up the pace to get to the Steinman Center, the communications building on the E-Town College campus. Once there, I head over to the Italian production side of things and pull up a chair. I unpack my bag, set up my things, plug my laptop in, and I'm ready to write my 3 articles assigned for this coming week. For the week, I'm tasked with writing a couple of E-Town sports articles on campus and a pro sports article. After a cool 40 minutes, I feel comfortable with the progress I've made and am ready for the next issue to come. I pack up my things and head back over to the BSC. There, I return my to-go container. To be honest, the food was alright this evening. The chicken was a bit dry, but I guess the fries and yogurt were good. After that, I eagerly race back to my dorm in Schlosser Hall, making it there in record time. Since I woke up to the sounds of people yelling at 3 a.m., I'm pretty darn tired, so I think it's time for a little nap.
Where am I? Am I in Zug? Oh no. I need to get out of here. This is where Melica, Elizabethtown's all-female a cappella group, holds their practices. A bunch of freshmen went down here during the start of the semester, and they were never seen outside of Zug again. I should be okay as long as I don't hear them singing their signature song, Wings. Oh no, it's Wings. Okay, they're distracted at least. I'm going to try and find an exit. Oh wow, I've never seen a tuba in person before. It definitely wouldn't hurt to get distracted and pick it up. Whoa, it's heavy. I don't think I can hold it any... more. Oh no. There's no way they didn't hear me. Wait, where did they go? I can't hear them anymore. Mama told me not to waste my life. She said, spread your wings, a little butterfly. Girl, what they say. I think I outran them. But they could be anywhere. You're gonna keep on walking? I don't wanna hear you talking. Oh no, I think that's them. I'm gonna hide in one of the music rooms. Please, 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 please don't hear me. I don't hear no one saying hey, 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 hey. I don't hear no one saying hey, 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 hey. No, 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 no. Fly. We don't let nobody bring us down. No matter what you say, it won't hurt me. No matter if I fall from the sky. For these wings are made to fly.
It's currently 8 p.m. here on the campus of Elizabethtown College. It's been a long day for me. Three classes and multiple assignments due have left me feeling exhausted. Thankfully, that part of my day is over now, and I can finally sit back and relax. One thing I like to do at the end of each day is take a nightly walk around the campus. That's on the agenda for tonight. Let's see what's happening at Eatown during this hour. Campus is typically a quiet and barren place at this time. Everyone has either returned to their dorms or are out with their friends somewhere. I glance at the window of the high library. I notice a few students studying. I wonder what classes they're studying for. A few students occupy the booths at the Jay's Nest, each one deep in whatever conversation they're having. Jay's has always been a hot spot for hangouts. Plus, the food there doesn't taste like it's been 3D printed. It really is a great place to spend time with friends. The walkways are sparsely populated. The lack of people makes the campus feel almost abandoned, a bit eerie, even. I feel like the only person around for miles, but this is why I enjoy this walk. It's like I have the whole campus to myself. It's a stark contrast to the busy city streets that I grew up on. I now find myself at Lake Placida, my personal favorite location on campus. The sound of the water and the crickets puts me at ease. This place has always been a great spot to chill at. I sit on the bench near the water and gaze out. Leffler Chapel stands tall above the trees, its interior lights casting a reflection against the lake. The atmosphere is quiet, the silence only broken by the sound of the occasional passing car. The trees around the lake sway gently in the breeze. It's a scene of pure serenity and calmness. After the hectic day I've had, this is exactly what I needed to put my mind at ease. I start walking back to my dorm. On my way back, I decide to pop in my earbuds and load up Spotify. Tonight, I'm in the mood for some smooth rock tunes. I find a song that suits my liking and press play, letting the rhythm carry me along as I follow the paved paths to my destination. I do this walk every night, yet I never get bored of it. Eatown's beautiful campus always has something to offer, even for night walkers like myself. One of the reasons I chose Elizabethtown College in the first place was because of the campus. It's clean, devoid of trash, and populated with lots of greenery, the complete opposite of Philly. Eatown's campus truly is a scenic place.
This has been One Day at Eatown, part 2 of 2. Segments were produced by Aaron Moore, Layla Murphy, Brooke Weston, Connor Burke, Hannah Garringer, and Hammer Lehman. For the Communications Program at Elizabethtown College, I'm Colin Hill.